Now we are joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury, right now on Bickley and Murata. Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the win last night.
Thanks for having me.
We were talking earlier in the show, and my partner and I both had the same major takeaway, and that was the performance by the defense, the aggressiveness by the defense. Would you say that was Vance's best scheme that you've seen this season from him?
Yeah, I think week in, week out, he does a tremendous job. But you could tell throughout the week those guys were dialed in, had great focus pregame, great energy, and they flew around and were competitive the entire night against a high-powered offense who'd been throwing the ball over the yard. When Dawn came in the week before, they had some big drives to go win that game and tremendous receiving core, and I thought our guys did a great job of answering the bell.
Some of the best content you guys put forth as an organization is after the game when you hand out game balls and you heard the joy that people had for Chris Streveler at one point in time. Then you heard the way that you reacted to Buddha last night, and his performance was star quality last night. Your thoughts on what he has become and what he means to this team?
Yeah, he's phenomenal. I mean, y'all watch the game. It looks like 32 is – there's three of them out there. And the intensity, the fearlessness that he brings, the other guys feed off of. And when he's out there, we're just a different team, not just defensively but offensively, special teams. He brings so much. And, this past week our captains came to me with Chandler being injured and thought it was the appropriate thing to add Boot as a captain. And I can't think of a more deserving player and person, and so what an awesome honor for him.
And how infectious is that energy, Cliff? Because we saw the whole secondary. I mean, Byron Murphy was all over the field last night. Patrick played well. Deontay Thompson did some good things. How infectious is Buddha's aggressiveness and energy out there?
It's huge. I mean, when you watch a guy like that play that fearless style, that competitive, that tough, and he practices that way as well, when you're out there around him, you don't want to let him down. You want to hold that standard yourself, and those guys are feeling that.
All right, I know the offense, I'm guessing you're still going to call it a work in progress. What did you learn about the offense last night? What do you take away?
I just love the physicality. When we went up 21-3 and the game was seemingly in hand with some of their offensive struggles, from that point on, we ran the ball 21 times, only had to throw it six and still, scored 17 points and finished out the game the way we wanted to. And that says a lot about our mentality and our physicality. And even when we felt like we left some points out there in the first half, missed some things we usually don't miss, nobody blinked. We continued to play hard. And when we had to run the football and close it out, we did so.
All right. Kenyon Drake has been really good in the fourth quarter. He's been sensational for whatever reason on last drives of the game, 162 of his 478 yards. That's 34% of his rushing yards on the final drive. Is he that good of a closer? Is it catching teams in garbage time? What is he doing at the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, we've covered those games. We had to run it out to win, and he is physical and gets stronger as the game goes on. I know on that touchdown run, his miles per hour was the fastest of anybody on our team this season, and that says a lot about his conditioning. And that was his 42nd play of the game, and he ran faster than anybody has all season. And it just shows his work ethic, what he puts into it, and he is definitely a closer.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our weekly guest here on Bickley and Murata. We've heard that saying for years, and it applies to certain backs, Cliff, that he gets stronger as the game goes on. In your experience as a head coach with players like that, I mean, what can you do to get them to start a little bit quicker, or can you do anything?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, no doubt. You want to try and give him things that he likes and is comfortable with to get it rolling a little bit earlier, and I think we will. I mean, you saw last year against Seattle, he had the 80-yard run to start a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has it in him, and really felt like this week he turned a corner, thought he was pressing the first month and really had a good week of practice, and things slowed down for him, and I expect him to continue to progress.
All right, when your quarterback came to Arizona, he was described as a pinpoint passer. What do you make of the accuracy issues with Kyler?
Yeah, I think it's just more than anything a rapport deal with these receivers. Not having an off season, not having preseason, it's just going to continue to take time on task to get on the same page. We really haven't you know, throwing the ball all that much this year, and there will be games moving forward that we're going to need to. And I think, you know, those guys get on the same page will happen naturally as we keep going.
And Kyler had said last night a couple times, both to ESPN and in the press conference afterwards, that he felt a little bit off all night long. I mean, as the head coach, what was your take on that? Do you think he was putting too much pressure on himself or the homecoming? What do you think it was with Kyler last night?
He definitely had a lot going on. I mean, there's no doubt that was a long week for him. But at the end of the day, when you watch that game, he dominated. His presence was dominant, and that's what you want from your quarterback. We missed a couple that we usually don't miss, but that happens. He also made some incredible runs on some third downs to extend drives and things of that nature that not many people on this planet can do.
Yeah, you know, I think at times we probably need to step back and realize how young Kyler Murray is and how much is being asked of him. During the broadcast last night, they told an anecdote about how DeAndre Hopkins said, "It's the first time I've ever had a quarterback yell at me for doing something wrong on a football field." You know that he's feeling it for Fitz and missing him in the end zone when getting Fitz a touchdown obviously would carry value. How do you help grow a quarterback and deal with all of these pressures that have been placed on him at a very young age?
The good thing with Kyler is any expectation or pressure that any of us could put on him, he has times 10 for himself. I mean, he wants to be as good as anybody in the league, and he has that expectation. And, you know, we want to build this thing the right way around him. He does have a lot on his shoulders. I mean, week in, week out, we go as he goes. This isn't a deal that's set up to run the ball 60 times and play great defense. I mean, it's going to be built around him and his athleticism and his accurate passing. And he knows that, and he wants that. And so we'll continue to grow. You said it. He's a young player in this league, still finding his way, week in, week out, consistent approach, you know, how he prepares for games. That's all stuff that comes with time, and I really like the path he's on.
I really agree with you about the energy that your team showed. It looked like you guys were ready to fight last night, and I think you brought it to the Cowboys. Given your success on Monday Night Football, how do you think and what do you feel your guys are going to respond to this challenge ahead of you now? Seattle's been resting. They've got a huge advantage in terms of that, but you guys got a tailwind behind you now.
Yeah, anytime you play a division opponent, particularly Seattle, who's undefeated and playing as good as anybody in the league, you know, our guys know what's coming in here. The energy is huge. It's one thing to do it on Monday night in a stadium like that, which would have quite a few fans in it. And then you're coming home to obviously less fans, and you got to create your own energy. And I think that's going to be key to this week, having that type of intensity and focus and carrying that over into playing Seattle.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Hassan Reddick has been more focused in what he's being asked to do defensively. He's delivering two sacks last night. How important is that for Hassan, for your defense, and what else have you seen from him so far this year, Cliff?
I'm really proud for Hassan, as y'all know. Probably was out of position the last few years trying to do his best at you know, one of those inside backers, but it just wasn't a fit, and it wasn't what he did in college. And I really see him with more of a comfort level with where he's at and his athleticism showing up, and he's making plays and he's playing tough. And so it's been fun to watch from when I got here last year till now, just his progression and his contributions to this team.
And Isaiah Simmons had a season high in defensive snaps with 21 last night, made a few tackles, had a pass breakup. What did you see from Isaiah, and is he starting to warrant more playing time during the course of games, Cliff?
We're going to continue to work him in, and you see the flashes of athleticism, and you know, he covers that guy down the seam, stride for stride. So it's all there physically and athletically, and I really thought the game slowed down for him a little bit last night, and then I think it'll continue to do so, and so we'll kind of see where that goes.
All right, lastly, I know you don't like making this about you, but you famously said during the week that your Texas draw gets real thick after a few Coors Lights. Did you get your few Coors Lights last night, Cliff, after the game?
I did not. I'm saving those for the bye week. We've got like 5 more days. So.
All right, brother.
And how much? Make it. How much grief do you get for not drinking a Texas beer, Cliff?
I mean, my go-to is Tito's vodka, which is a Texas
there, there you
vodka,
go. That's,
so,
yeah, that's the best there is.
That's my go-to.
Yeah, I was going to maybe suggest a good Shiner or something like that.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. No doubt.
Cliff, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations again on the win. We'll talk to you next week after Seattle.
All right. Appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, Cliff. Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, joins us every week. We go in the red zone.